Welcome to the Nehemiah Entrepreneurship Community Podcast. I'm your host, Patrice Lagay. I'm here with the ladies from Take a Breath.
How are you doing? I started to think we need to start our usual. We usually are all peppy in the beginning. I thought, oh wait, we're not doing that this time.
Well, you all know Wendy. I was going to say Wendy Schlock. No, that's not Wendy.
Well, we are sort of interchangeable, Patrice. So there you are.
Yes. And Deborah Schlott, ladies, first of all, this is Take a Breath Friday. So I want to invite you ladies to thank you for being here with me. We're going to talk about the U.S. Business Plan Competition that's coming up tomorrow.
Yeah.
I mean, first of all, Wendy, I want to congratulate you because it does take leadership. I mean, you're probably the country with the most contenders at a national competition this year. Deborah, I don't think Kenya, how many people is Kenya, are the Kenya national cups, how many people for Kenya, do you know?
It put me on the spot, Patrice. I don't know the exact number, but they have a lot. They've put a lot of people through BE certification this year. But I think where Wendy stands out is that the number of centers that are presented across your nation.
That is true.
And so it just shows the breadth of the programs that she and her team have put together.
Good point. Because the Kenya Center, they're all a product of one center.
That's right.
In this case, you have the Vancouver Center, you've got the Orlando Center, you've got the Central Florida Center, and by the way, the Orlando Center is Hispanic, and you've got the Urban Impact Center. So Wendy, congratulations on that. So when you began the year, was this part of your master plan?
Well, Patrice, I would love to sit here and say, absolutely. I knew all of this would happen, but that would probably be a lie because only God can do this kind of stuff. I was thinking much smaller, but here God showed up in a huge way. It's just amazing. We actually even have French. So our Seattle Center French-speaking competitor, Spanish, urban, as well as the women in business.
This is America.
I'm telling you, I could not get over when I when you're just going through it, you know, you're doing it, and then you stop and you kind of look at it on paper. That was the moment for me yesterday when I started really looking at it on paper and just, wow. Wow, what amazing. We actually have a couple from Kenya who live in the U.S. who will be representing, actually. Oh, they are from Kenya. They currently live in California and took our Vancouver class. And so they are competing here in the U.S. It might be interesting if they represent at international.
Oh, wow. Wow. And that is true. We're going to talk more about that. So for those who are just joining us and you are kind of dropped into this podcast today, I'm talking to Wendy Clem and Deborah Schlock. Wendy is the region director for North America for the Nehemiah Project. She's also the country director for the U.S. And she also leads the Central Florida eCommunity Center. She's a certified trainer and coach. And we're talking about the fact that she has a U.S. country business plan competition tomorrow. We should be qualifying the person who will represent the United States and North America at the International Business Plan Competition in August at Nehemiah Week. If you're not yet signed up for those competition, you want to do that. There's an event link right there. Sign up tomorrow. It's a free event so you can participate in the U.S. Business Plan Competition. And then you can see who will be selected to represent the region at the International Business Plan Competition. Also, Deborah Schlock is the training and coach director for the Nehemiah Project. She's also a certified coach and certified trainer. Also is a master trainer working with me on certifications. She also is the co-owner of Kingdom Business Coaching. So Deborah, you know, when you used to run the U.S. programs. Mm. So when you look at the fruit of what Wendy has done this year, you think back at when you first took a leader, your first leadership role was the U.S. programs. Now then you went to international, and now you're kind of, you run the globe. you know, I mean, what goes through your mind when you kind of see how far we've come and how far Wendy's brought this?
Well, Patrice, I believe in those days, we didn't have the centers and other things that we had, but we had a vision and we knew where we wanted to get to. And it is exciting to see how Wendy has taken this vision and made it come to life. It's taken a lot of hard work to do. I know how hard she's worked, and I know that the work that's involved in that. But what I am most excited about is the breadth of what she brings to it from all these different sectors. As she said, from our French-speaking communities, our Spanish-speaking communities, women in business, urban impact, middle America, wherever we happen to be, these programs have spread that. I couldn't be more happy about the progress that's been made and how the dream that we had and how it's being brought into fruition. So I join you. I congratulate you. I think she's a remarkable leader.
And there was a time where we would host these competitions in the U.S. and there were mainly only internationals. We didn't have a lot of U.S. representation.
You know, so I remember how we used to talk about we were an international organization, and we were a U.S.-based organization that did business internationally.
That's right.
And then the internationals really took hold of that. I mean, what a change. What a change in direction and focus. And I think that our international partners really inspired us and motivated us, and our U.S. partners to really step up our game. And they have sent some remarkable entrepreneurs, biblical entrepreneurs, to the International Business Plan Competition. And we can see the fruit of it as we've traveled back to those countries, how they continue to be business and inspire others in their community.
Awesome. So Wendy, there are some people joining us who said, what in the world are they talking about? What's this competition all about? So let's go to the beginning. So first of all, let's talk about what's an e-community center, what all of this, and how does one go from there to the U.S. competition? Kind of walk us through a bit, you know, what is Nehemiah, e-community center, and how does it all tie together? Give us a little bit of backdrop.
Well, the e-community centers are business development centers for Christian entrepreneurs. It's the place that they can come to get the training and the coaching, the access to capital, and to connect with one another. And so we started the beginning of last year, Patrice, with our centers. And we started opening them around the globe. And when we started our programs, we would offer our Biblical Entrepreneurship Certificate Program. And last year, we launched our Women in Business movement. And so we started offering classes just for the women. And these classes are designed for entrepreneurs to take and learn biblical principles to build profitable, sustainable businesses. They develop a business plan using biblical principles. The best guide ever. We have the best information ever, and it comes straight from the Lord. And so they go through the course. It is a 35 hours. It takes 14 weeks to go through this program. And at the end, each entrepreneur will present their business plan. We actually have them present what we call a summary business plan or a pitch deck. And they have 10 minutes to articulate their business, who they are, where the idea came from, what their qualifications are, what their products are. They have to share their market research. And then, of course, everybody's most favorite are the financials, right? Their financial projections and sharing all of that, because we want them to be able to do that very concisely. And I know a lot of entrepreneurs struggle with that, right? How do I tell someone about my business in a way that gets it all across? So they have 10 minutes to present their business. they also have to share what is their kingdom impact. How is their business going to impact the marketplace for Christ? It's one of my favorite parts of the business plan is hearing how each one of them are going to use their business to do that. And they each class will choose a representative to compete at our country business plan competition. And this year we have five of them. And so to think about that in context, we shut down the world for a year. And this year we have five competitors who didn't shut down, continued to learn and grow and build business, even in the midst of all of that. And it's just such an inspiration.
Wow. So what I'm hearing you say is that in order for them, so you have these centers around the nation, and how many centers do you have in the U.S.?
I have five centers in the U.S.
Okay.
I have a total of six because our Haiti center is opening up as we speak. So we have five of them here.
So you have five in the U.S., one in Haiti, all of that's part of North America. And then so entrepreneurs enroll in a training, a coaching program within these centers. And then as they go through the program, about 35 hours, they then have to present these business plan. It's biblically integrated. Mm-hmm. And then the centers select a top contender who then will compete at this national competition. So I'm curious. So if somebody listening and watching, they're saying, okay, I would like to be a part of that. So is there a particular time of year where they have to enroll into the program? Does it matter? Do they have to come with a particular background? Is that particular kind of business that I preferred? Someone watching said, wow, I kind of like that. And how do I find a center? Talk to me about how somebody can plug in.
Well, you know, one of the things that we used to have is you had to attend a class, right? And they were held periodically. One of the things that I love now is there doesn't have to be a particular time for you to jump in. We now have our biblical entrepreneurship as a self-paced class. So you can go through it as quickly or as slowly as you need. And you can take a class. They are offered about once a every other month, we usually have a class starting from some center. And then, or you can do the self-paced. And that is, you can go to our store on our website and register right there. And that comes with a monthly coaching. So they don't get left on their own, right? They don't have to be on their own. There are coaches that will walk that out with them. So you'd ask if I have to have a specific education or skill set or even business. The answer is no, you don't. We work with entrepreneurs at various stages of business, from discovery all the way to succession. And we have them from every area attend a class. And so we have manufacturing, we have consulting businesses, we have restaurants. There's just quite a few. We have a membership site. One of our entrepreneurs has a membership site that her business is. So it really doesn't require a specific business. Now, as far as your skill set, you have to be willing to invest your time. You have to be willing to invest and learn and move forward. So I don't necessarily tell people that you have to have an education level. You just have to be willing to listen to what God tells you and move, take action. And that's the biggest and most important thing.
I love it. So no matter what kind of business I'm trying to do, no matter what industry, I can get in, plug into a self-study or self-paced or plug into a class. Just go to website, nehemiahprojectecommunity.com, and find the class nearest you or how to get started. So go through this program and I have to can compete within my group, and then I then qualify for this. So you have five individuals who qualify for next year, I mean tomorrow. Let's talk about those five and kind of what we can expect at this competition. So what kind of businesses do you have tomorrow? Give us a little profile, what to expect for the competition tomorrow.
Well, we have one couple who has, their business has been a couple of years old, and they actually work with children who need medical home health care, but they specialize with children. They have an amazing business, and they've been doing it for a few years. That is Nellie and Henry out of California. We also have our their class is out of our Vancouver center. Elizabeth Ingram has a membership site. She started her class in Discovery. She had an idea. God had placed this desire for a business and actually flushed out the idea and launched while going through the class, and actually launched her business. And so her business is only maybe about 5 or 6 months old. She was our first graduate of our Women in Business class out of the Central Florida Center. And hers is focused on a membership site and with women. And then we have Jean Lance from our Seattle Center. And here, I just love how all this comes together. Him and his wife have a restaurant in Seattle, and they serve Haitian cuisine. So how amazing is that coming out of our Seattle center? It was the first student that graduated out of that center with Jeff and Zamina. And you, Patrice, you were one of his trainers as well. And then our fourth entrepreneur just finished his class with our new Orlando Center, and they focus on the Hispanic market. And so I don't know a lot about him just yet, but we are super excited because he literally just finished like 2 days ago. So it is brand new, and we will be hearing more from him as well. And then our fourth entrepreneur is Francine Wilson from our Urban Impact. She represents the first BE class that was launched out of the Charlotte Center, focusing on the urban community. And Francine actually came in Discovery, I don't believe she's actually launched her business. She was working towards it when the class finished. But she is going to work with women in educating them on how to manage their finances to get them out of poverty. And so her business is going to be amazing. She's going to be using some of our products as well within her business. But these entrepreneurs are just powerful. I believe you've even had Francine on one of your podcasts, if I'm not mistaken, Patrice.
I'm looking forward to it.
Didn't you have Francine?
Well, I had her before, correct. I've interviewed her. Great gal. When she first won the competition in her class, we had it over. We did.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to hear her story, if you go to our blog, our old podcast, you can see Francine's story there. That's incredible. So you have a couple. You have a two women, one urban, one Caucasian. You have a Hispanic, and you also have an Asian. Haitian. Yeah. So you have quite a mix there. I mean, this is America at its best. You have quite a diversity.
We do. So we have the Kenyan couple who's in California. We have the Haitian couple who have the business in Seattle. We have Elizabeth, who is out of Portland, Oregon. We have Francine coming out of our Urban Impact. And then we have Pablo coming out of our Hispanic community. I could not, I, I said, when you see it on paper, you're right. This is America at its best. This is God's children. And that is so awesome.
So do you have an idea who might walk away with this trophy?
Not a clue. Wouldn't even begin to guess. They are pretty amazing. And I've looked at their plans and they're pretty good. They're going to be tough. I don't envy our judges at all.
You have a tough job. So Wendy, let's talk a bit about what it means to be a competitor. So people are watching and listening right now, and they might say, you know what? I would like to compete one day. What are some things, what does it take to qualify for one of these competitions? I mean, one thing is to take the class, but I've got to be able to win my class competition. What can you share? Maybe Deborah, you can share as well. What tips can you guys share with those who are watching and listening? They're saying, what can I do to be best prepared to be able to qualify for a national competition like this? Let's start with you, Deborah.
Well, Patrice, there's a number of things, and we have a list of requirements that every business plan has to achieve. And it's not just that you have something on paper, right? It has to make sense, and it has to be about your business and propelling it forward. And as Wendy alluded to earlier, you know, the financials are the one area that really challenges most entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. Because face it, they just want to go and do what they do best, what God's called them to do. And it's not about looking at numbers for most of them. But this is the one area I'm most proud of our competition, that we have made concerted efforts over the last 3 or 4 years to improve and push our entrepreneurs so that they know the story that their financials tell. And every year we push our students and our trainers to a new level of a financial awareness and expertise. And then once they have that, they got to own their story. They have to be able to share it with passion, with understanding, and explain it to a group of strangers in a way that inspires us to get behind them, but makes sense from a business standpoint. It's a big job, and it takes an incredible amount of ability to tell their story.
Well said. Wendy, what do you want to add here?
Well, I think Patrice is, you know, going step by step. One of the things that I love about our program, and having been an entrepreneur for a lot of years and not had this course back then, so I really wished I had it about 30 years ago, Patrice. I would have been happy 20 years ago to have it. And one of the things that happens is we take them through thinking through it step by step. And so that is really an important part of it, is to be able to think through, what is my mission? What is my vision, right? Be able to talk about their wilderness story, to be able to understand that God has prepared them for this business and equipped them. And so as they're going through the class, as they're going through the process, by going step by step and thinking through that, to pull it all together is, I think, a game changer for a lot of our entrepreneurs, because a lot of times we don't know what we don't know. I know how to build the widget. I'm really good at building the widget, and I know how to make money building my widget. However, I don't know what I don't know. And so by going through this step by step, we prepare them with those questions, with understanding all of the areas of the business, so that they can start asking those questions and learning how to make those informed decisions, so that not only are they going to build a really good widget, they're going to make money building that widget, they're going to leave a legacy with their business, and they're going to impact the marketplace for Christ. They're going to do even more than just being profitable. That, to me, I'm in agreement with Deborah on the financials. It's a big game changer. But I think for me, being able to really understand that makes a big difference as well.
Let's give some tips to our contenders tomorrow. Give them some advice and say, okay, you've won your class competition. What should they be mindful of tomorrow if they want to walk away being the U.S. winner and being qualified for the regional competition? I mean, the international competition.
10 minutes. 10
keep
minutes.
Keep in time.
They have 10 minutes. And, you know, they have to share their entire story. You know, their background and their wilderness story and their heart, and doing that in 10 minutes can be challenging. So remember the 10 minutes and practice, I think, is the first recommendation, because they lose points if they go over 10 minutes.
What's your tip, Deborah?
Well, my tip is capture both our hearts and our minds. You can't spend too much time on your own story. You have to, you have to catch us emotionally. We want to feel the impact of the work that you do through your Kingdom Impact, and we want to be behind you and support you. But you got to prove that you have a business that can be profitable and sustainable, that you can move it through our business life cycle, that will be here for two or three generations. So it takes both components in order to be successful through this next stage.
I love it. Great tip. So capture our heart and our mind and do it within 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I love it. This is a great tip. And by the way, congratulations to you both. This tip is coming from our trainers of the year this year. You know, you guys were this year we did something a little different where our awardees are nominated for the most part. And then we look through that selection. And I think one of the things, as I reviewed your nominations, one of the things that was remarkable is what you did with Identity and Destiny. And what you also did with Women in Business BE program. You know, you both have really brought some innovations. And now we are about to go live next week with Identity Self-Study. But you kind of took Identity off the shelf and you brought it to life. And then you paved the way for what we're about to experience now. You single-handedly created a niche of biblical entrepreneurship. Whereby just women going through big entrepreneurship. So let's talk about that a little bit, and I'm going to come back to the competition. By the way, if you want to register for this U.S. Country Business Plan competition, you can do it right now for tomorrow. Go to nehemiah.com and just find the event. It's right there on your link. Or you can go there and go to events, and you can find the event, and you can be a part tomorrow. If you're saying, oh, wait a minute, I want to make sure I'm part of the class for next year because I missed the window, go to nehemiahq.com and find the appropriate class for you. Go to the find a class page. You can find the appropriate class for you so you can join and be a part, so you can get part of that process so that you can qualify for next year. But first, before I get into your comments about the innovation, congratulations. And how do you feel about winning the Trainer of the Year this year?
Honored. I'm very honored. We have some amazing trainers, Patrice, who have worked very hard over this last year. So I feel very honored that I was nominated for this. You know, you talked about identity and destiny, and when we're walking in our sweet spot, when we're walking in our purpose, I believe it shows. And that's what I do, is I work in my purpose every day. And I just love the fact that I have that opportunity to do that.
Wow. Deborah?
Well, I was surprised. And just think about what a blessing it is, because this is part of our job, right? This is part of what we do. And as the director of training and coaching, I do support classes in a variety of venues and locations as well. And so I thought of myself as, you know, outside of where this award would cover. And so, you know, it is a blessing that others would think of us in that viewpoint and nominate both of us to do that, to be recognized in that way. It's very much appreciated, and I'm very humbled by it.
Wow. Well deserved. I mean, you innovated Identity and Destiny. You brought it to life. because you know we have several product brands, and unless someone either from HQ or one of the centers take on a particular product, and because of what you did now, Identity Estin is the core revenue driver for the Kenya Center. You did the same for Women in Business. So talk to us about as trainers, the idea of, you know, innovating the common, you know, coming, being able to take something, because most people, right, if they're in a certification process, a license content, they just do what that requires, right? And if it's not been done before, they don't do it. Let's talk about, you know, the idea of innovation, the idea of saying, wait a minute, there's a market segment that might need this, or wait a minute, that we can do it this way. Talk about that process, because our people watching and listening, first entrepreneurs, we know that innovation is key to growth and success, but also trainers and coaches who maybe they're, you know, they need a little bit of edge in what they're doing. They need some spunk, you know, they've been flat, they're not thriving, right? What tip of advice would you give some of us in terms of how do you approach something that's regular, something that everybody else is doing, something that has already been set, and bring innovation to the, that's kind of what you both did. Who wants to start with that?
I'll kick it off if it's okay with you, Wendy.
Yeah.
You know, identity and destiny is something, Patrice, that's been really close to my heart since Pam and Tom introduced it to us at Nehemiah Week, and I believe it was 2014, 2013, something like that. But finding the right time and place that it could be launched and set out took us some time to figure that out, where it was, where we needed to do it. And in the late 2019, when I approached Wendy and said, I need some help thinking through women in business, you know, the Lord's prompting me to push this along. And as we talked, I asked her, do you want to join up with me in this? And she said, yes. Wow, you know, it was so great to have a colleague coming alongside of you that had a similar heart and vision. And as we discussed it, we said, you know, it's really important that we believe starting at the beginning, and that's identity and destiny. If you don't know what God's purpose is for you, it's hard to have a business, because now it becomes about making money, not fulfilling your purpose and fulfilling God's plan for you. And so we thought, okay, let's take a look at this program. Now, as a director of training and coaching, I've worked with a number of coaches and trainers and said, all right, you know, why don't we innovate a little bit? Or what do you think about adding this or changing that? How about if we pilot a new idea? And I've had a lot of trainers that have come alongside of me and said, sure, I'll take that on. Frank was one of them out of the Nairobi Center. Wendy is another one from her center around identity and destiny. And so we play and tweak with it, because you're right, we have to keep it fresh. We have to utilize the skills and talents of our trainers in the best way possible. And our standardized process may not fit the personalities, the classes, the people who come to us. And so as we, Wendy and I looked at identity and destiny, and I said, you know, let's try this. And let's see how this works from this standpoint. And here's some ideas. And we worked together to perfect it. You know, it took a little bit of tweaking, but between both of us to make that happen, I'm very pleased on the outside edge of it, because what happens now is that it really is about influencing and encouraging people to really do the work and become prepared with it. And we've seen the results, and it's caught fire. It's all over the world. Everybody wants to get in on this identity and destiny, because they see the power behind it for our entrepreneurs and our students. It's going to get me all emotional. Wendy, you better take it over.
Well, you know, when we first started talking about it, and Deborah and I share that passion for women and helping them see their value, and so identity and destiny really had a good fit. But talking about this from the innovation standpoint, also kind of looking at the numbers, if you will, I think it's important that we're constantly reviewing. And so what I had done is we offered our Biblical Entrepreneurship Certificate class, which is just the BE, And then we had our executive class, which included identity and destiny and serve with love. Now, the difference between them is the certificate class takes about 14 weeks. The executive takes about 11 months. So one of the things that I realized as I began getting the feedback from the students, looking at the sales and looking at the outcome, I realized that 11 months for an entrepreneur is a very significant investment of time. Some of them needed that time to be shorter. And then I also realized that because it was all put together, they weren't going quite as deep into the identity and destiny. We had taken an 8-week course and put it down into about 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks maybe. And what I had discovered as I'm talking with our students and looking at the feedback is that the primary thing to come out of identity and destiny, understanding who you are, what your purpose is, but also learning to listen and to listen to what God is calling you to do and understanding that He has completely prepared you for what He is calling you to do. And so because they weren't getting quite deep enough, they were missing out on some of those important advantages in entrepreneurship. And so I made the decision at the end of 2019 that I would no longer offer the executive class from my region. It was a tough decision to be able to do that because I was having to break things up. The team didn't necessarily have a lot of that because it hadn't happened. But I felt, again, from the feedback and looking at the numbers, that this was an important thing. So I told Deborah, I said, okay, I believe that this is what God is telling me to do, and I'm just going to do this. Now, I might get in trouble down the road if it's not really going to work the way I think it is, but I really did believe that it would work. And we've seen the big difference. The plans that are coming out, I can always tell when a student has completed identity and destiny and then go into biblical entrepreneurship because it is a complete game changer for them. There's confidence in them. They have, they're assured of their purpose, and that translates into the mission and vision for their business. It really gives them a jump start on that. So I would go to the numbers.
I love it. You know, one thing, Wendy, you kind of brought to mind is this idea that whenever you're innovating or trying to do something different, there's risk involved. And creating an environment within one's company where individuals are willing to take those risks, knowing that it will not be detrimental to their jobs or their career, that they feel free and safe to do that. Otherwise, you won't have good ideas. If you never fail at nothing, you're never going to innovate anything.
Right.
And that is critically important. So if you're watching and listening to this podcast, you're an entrepreneur or you are a trainer coach, take some risk. You may fail, but you may succeed. And all you got to do is hit one out of three. One out of three, have a 30% batting average and you're good to go. You know, so shoot for that. So ladies, thank you so much for that and that contribution. Let's not, by the way, if you want to be join Identity and Destiny, you're listening to it. Visit our website, nehemiahecommunity.com. Go to find a class and you'll find options on how to enroll Identity and Destiny. And you now have it at self-paced. And so you can also find that to do at your own pace. So you both must feel a sense of fulfillment. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, Deborah, you remember when we began the walk with Pam and Tom. And I'm not sure if you both remember, we had the retreats. We brought Pam over. We talked about how we'll integrate.
Yeah.
And there were moments where I was like, Lord, how's it going to work? But it was something in our hearts that we felt was the right thing to do. We've laid out a process, but I can say that it didn't really execute until you guys took it on. I mean, you know, it's almost like everything was laying the groundwork. you guys really executed and made it where now, you know, as a matter of fact, there were some time where someone would say, well, is it a problem for you that Identity and Destiny is actually more talked about than BE? I said, no, that was the whole objective. I mean, we always felt ID should be first. So mission accomplished, ladies. How do you feel that now all over the world, people see, let's start with Identity and Destiny. Matter of fact, you know, Wendy, when we put together anything else, you all said, Patrice, you know, we got to start, ID has better starter package. We created packages. Can we put in the starter package? How do you feel that now at least you've accomplished that?
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm sorry, Wendy. I'm going to say this about, you know, I think that understanding that there was a niche market to start with and how we could use that to capture hearts of women who felt like that they were struggling with this. Because most often women are looking at how do they align their faith, their family, and their work together in a way that that honors God. And so I think that we had a natural market that was more open to that kind of concept. And so from there, you know, we've had other groups that have formed out of it. We just had our first all men's group that's out of the Orlando Center, and even an all Spanish men's group that as well as a Spanish women's group. But we've also had people who've looked at it from a family, a marriage viewpoint as well. And so I think that it has, once it's been, that fire was lit, I guess to say, others were then naturally curious and wanted to know more. When they saw others seeing the benefits that come out of this program, the confidence to be able to live according to our values, the confidence to know it's okay to say no to an opportunity because it just doesn't fit me. It's not mine to take. I think that now grabs the curiosity and the desire of others to have the same benefits.
Wendy?
Well, you know, Patrice, it really is an answer to a prayer for me. The fact that we did take the risk. You know, when we launched the first class, Deborah and I were creating it as we went because there was no PowerPoints really to use, and we just kind of went with it. And to see the fruit of that and the fact that, you know, when we were in our quarterly trainer and coach meeting and listening to each one of them talk about how Identity and Destiny has changed their life and changed what they do, that to me was just God's way of affirming that we did what he asked us to do, because we did take the risk, and we could have fallen, because we also did it in the middle of starting this global pandemic and we weren't even sure. But again, when you know that you're listening to God and you're listening to what he's directing, the results are in his hands, not ours. So we were just honoring what God had asked us to do and knowing that he was going to bring the outcome, but we were going to do the work. We were going to take the steps and continue to move forward. And I also think that what an amazing way to honor Tom and Pam, because, you know, they listened to God when, I mean, these were coaches and entrepreneurs, and God asked them to write this program. It was stepping out of their comfort zone, if you ever hear their story. And the fact that they stepped out and innovative and followed what God asked them to do. And now look where God has taken it as well. They again listened when God directed them to bring it to us. I can't wait to be able to go back to Pam and Tom and say, this is the number of students who went through your program this year. This is the number of new facilitators who are taking your program even further. And I just love that for them. I think that's just it's just an honor.
Yeah, well deserved. Well, again, we're talking to Wendy and Deborah, and we're talking about the U.S. Business Plan Competition tomorrow as we prepare these students for the upcoming International Business Plan Competition, NMI Week. If you've not yet signed up for NMI Week, you want to do that now. Good to see you, Lisa Norman. And you want to sign up, just go to our website at nehemiahacademy.com. And you can sign up for NMI Week so that you can be a part of this week experience where we thrive. And of course, if you've not yet signed up for the competition for tomorrow, it is free of charge. Just go to the event page on nehemiahacademy.com and sign up for the U.S. competition so you can be a part of determining who will win the U.S. competition and represent North America at the regional, at the International Business Competition. Deb, let's talk about this International Business Competition. So, walk us a bit. So tomorrow there's this U.S. competition. And so what's going to happen in tomorrow and August for this international competition to occur, and who will be involved?
Wow. So this is the start, Patrice, of our preparation for the August International Business Plan competition during Nehemiah Week. So Wendy's competition will establish not only her country winner, but who will represent the region of North America at the international competition. So that means her winner will represent the United States, Haiti, and Canada. That's the North America region. In the last week, 24th and 25th of June, we're going to have two regional competitions. One of them will be for the region of Africa, and that means we'll have a competitor from the Dominican Republic of Congo and Democratic Republic of Congo, as well as Kenya. And these competitors are going to compete for the right to represent Africa. And then we'll also have a European competition between France and Bulgaria. And Patrice, we talked yesterday about Bulgaria. This is the first time we've had a competitor from there for a number of years. We're so excited about what they've done this past few months to create a program and a competitor. And so they're going to come head to head. Our Asia Pacific region and our Latin America region each have a competitor from their programs. So these five competitors will come together at Nehemiah Week to present their business plans, representing the programs and their region, what God's been doing and working in their business. And they're going to be presenting these plans to a group of international judges who will then select our first, second, and third place representatives. And of course, there's a little bit of cash involved. At each of these competitions, we will have, and the regionals will have, a People's Choice Award. So those who register for the competition will be able to put their vote in, who they think is the best best business plan. And that winner, whoever wins the People's Choice, will get $500. But they don't choose who gets to go to international. That comes from our judges. And they'll be then eligible for $1,000. At international competition, we'll have a People's Choice Award as well. That's a $1,000 award. And our first place winner will receive $5,000, second place $3,000, third place $2,000. And it's exciting times. They get a trophy. We'll have last year's competitor, winner, Nina Mutegi from Kenya, will be the keynote speaker, and she'll be handing off the trophy to one of those regional winners. It's going to be an exciting time, Patrice.
Wow, that is exciting. Something in me wants Kenya to win, so we don't have to spend the money on flying that trophy.
the postage was a little steep.
Yeah. Just so Kenya, help do us a favor, help our budget.
No.
That's right. You don't want that.
Not necessary.
Not necessarily. This is exciting. This is exciting. Wow. So, Wendy, last year, North America competed, Kenya won. This year, you're going at it again. So what are the chances of this year of North America taking this trophy?
I think we've got a pretty good shot this year, Patrice. These are some pretty amazing competitors and business plans. And our trainers and coaches have worked really hard with the entrepreneurs to prepare them. But at the end of the day, Patrice, to see from a global standpoint, people coming together from all countries, all nationalities, all types of business with one common goal, which is to build kingdom businesses for Christ, to impact that marketplace. It gives me chills thinking about it and to see the various competitors. I have not seen the U.S. win at the International Business Plan Competition. Now, my region did take second place.
A couple of years ago.
Yes, but I think we're due. So I'm gonna put that out there that I think we're due for that. And next year, I'm pretty excited because we should have a competitor from each country competing next year to see how it expands even more. Because you know our Haiti center is opened up and they're getting ready to start their programs.
Yeah.
And it's going to be exciting, but I think the trophy needs to come back to the U.S. and that way, I just do. I think we need to hold it for a year.
I love it. Again, if you want to join us at these competitions, tomorrow is the U.S. competition. Just go to nehemiahecommunity.com and go to events, the event page. You can find out there and register. It's a free event. Come and learn, glean. And be inspired. If you want to come to the regional competition, same thing, events page. You can find the European competition as well as the Africa competition. And of course, Nehemiah Week, if you want to be part of the global event where all of this will kind of conclude, go to the event page and sign up for Nehemiah Week so that you can be a part. Ladies, we're going to land this plane. Before we do, however, let me do a little commercial. Listen, if you enjoy this podcast and you've been inspired by it, share it. All right. Share with your friends, share with your family, put on your social media posts, share it. Friends, share what they're like with friends. You may know entrepreneurs or individuals who want to be inspired and who want to innovate, who want to be in business, are in business, looking for a resource, kingdom business. Share this with them. And if you want us to come alongside you and walk with you and help you with building your kingdom business, either starting out or to enhance what you're already doing, visit our website, nehemiahecommunity.com. And there you can learn about our training program, Identity Destiny, Serve with Love, Biblical Entrepreneurship, and it goes on. Our coaching program, Business Success Accelerator, Customized Coaching, Elite Coaching. You can learn about our access to capital. If you need capital in growing your business, you can learn how we can come alongside you and connect you with our network of investors. Or you can learn about how to become a part of the community. Right? So you can join us. We have members, over 1,000 members from around the world, Asia, Africa, Latin America, Europe, and of course, North America. And together we are transforming the world. Join us on that transformation. And of course, membership does have its privileges. With that, I want to pray for you. Before I do want to allow Deborah and Wendy to give you some advice. Deborah and Wendy, you know, as we've been sharing here, many times we talk to entrepreneurs, right? Those who have operated their own businesses or looking to start their own businesses. But there are many people who are listening to our podcast or watch our show who work for somebody else, right? They're like you guys. They work for an organization, a nonprofit, government, or they work for a business. And you guys have been able to demonstrate entrepreneurialism while being employed. And that's not an easy thing because you can kind of settle. Right? W-2 can kind of be very settling. But you both work as though you own the place. So somebody walking and listening, and that's sometimes literally. Somebody is watching and listening, they said, you know what? I want that. When you talked about, you know, getting up every day and doing what's in your sweet spot, they said, I want that energy, that vigor, I want what those two ladies have. Okay. And then also, you both are collaborators with each other in such a way that you enhance each other up. Not only do I want what they have, but I want to collaborate the way they do. So give our friends some advice. Let me start with you, Deborah. What advice would you give them as to how do they get to where you've gotten and how do they find a Wendy?
Wow. big order. I think I'll try to be succinct. You know, first of all, you have to understand what you're designed to do. You have to know that identity and destiny is critical. And part of my process over time has been to recognize, and this doesn't detract, I don't think, Patrice, from you, but when I wake up in the morning, I know who I work for. I get my instructions from God. I have to answer ultimately to Him, but I do it through Nehemiah and you. And so there is, I have to place myself in the right order, and I have to honor what God, His purposes and plans are for me. When I am outside, as Wendy said, that sweet spot, it just doesn't work. I'm not working. I'm not contributing to your plans and your vision, and not contributing to what God has asked me to do. And so it's being able to find that spot and use what I have, the talents that I have. It has long been a heart's desire that I would be able to work collaboratively with another woman. I think sometimes we're not so easy to with each other. And, you know, sometimes when you're a little ambitious, and I really felt that our Women in Business program had an opportunity to demonstrate and showcase the collaborative nature that we can have, because God's kingdom is not lacking. There is enough for both of us. And there is enough place, as Wendy and I have our own areas that we work in, that there's enough place for her to shine her light. There's enough for me to shine my light. Sometimes we stand back from each other. Sometimes we're in front of each other. Doesn't matter, because we understand that God's abundance covers all of us. Mm-hmm. And so finding the right woman to work alongside of, it takes time and diligence. You have to look. Build trust.
I love it. Wendy.
Well, I think, you know, I did what Deborah says about we work for God first. And really having that clear understanding for that, the order of things. I'm last in the order. Personally, I'm last. And that's where I should be. I should always be last, because God is first. Where He's called me is second. And I'm working through Nehemiah Project. When it comes to the collaboration, you know, one of the things that Deborah and I said we would do is we would lead by example. And that means it's not always easy. And we would love to sit here and tell you, Patrice, there has never been a hiccup at all. Deborah and I are always in sync. That wouldn't necessarily be true either. But what we do understand is who we work for, and we do have a covenant agreement that we as an organization, and we walk that out. You know, taking this, I've partnered with the U.S. Christian Chamber to take what Deborah and I have created outside. And so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, as you are looking to grow, you do need to know your purpose. You do need to understand exactly how God created you. Because if you don't, then how do you really know where you fit? And you can't collaborate with someone if you don't really understand what yours are, your gift, skills, and talents, and what theirs are. Because our goal is always to be, where am I weak and you are strong, and that's where I need you to step in. And where am I strong where you are weak, and that is where I will step in. And when you do that, all of the glory goes to God. All that we have accomplished has only happened because we understand our purpose. I understand my core values, and Deborah understands my core values. And she doesn't ask me to work outside of them. And I don't ask her to work outside of hers. So as you're looking to collaborate, that's an important piece to know, because that's how you complement one another and honor each other.
Wow, that is incredible. Great advice, ladies. You both host a podcast every week called Take a Breath. When does it air?
Tuesday or Thursdays at 2:30. I'm getting all my words. Thursdays at 2:30. We encourage you to just put stuff down, take a breath, maybe go for a walk and hang out with Deborah and I. Never know what's going to happen. Lots of good stuff.
And you can also find Archives, that podcast, on our blog as well as on our YouTube channel. And of course, you can always, always, always download it on your favorite podcast, right? They're right there, called Take a Breath with Deborah and Wendy Schlock. Also, you both co-host A Woman in Business. Tell us about it. How can they plug into that?
Well, we have a life group, Patrice. We just had it this morning at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And we're working through a devotional from women. She Works His Way, 100 Devotionals for the Working Women. Powerful time this morning. And your wife, Gina, joined us this morning. I haven't had a chance to ask her what she thought yet. But we're also working at developing a West Coast Women in Business Life Group. So we're real close to launching that.
I love it. She says, those ladies are serious. That's what she told me. She said, they're highly structured.
Of women, and they've been with us faithfully for more than a year. It is wonderful to share Friday mornings with them. Their insight is remarkable.
I have a challenge, both of you guys, collaborate on the book together so that you can capture that secret sauce that you guys have both learned so that others can also be encouraged in collaboration.
Well, so I guess now's a good time to tell you we've already started that, maybe.
Is that
we
right?
We were going to fly under the radar and just, you know, maybe script so that you could publish it at the publishing.
I love it. I do know a publisher that would fully do it right now. I love it.
So we got his commitment, Deborah.
Can it be out before Nehemiah Week next year?
Yeah.
I think
it can. Man, you guys have been working. I love it.
I don't know what's going on back here, right?
I told you they own the place. I'm just finding out. That's good. The other thing, you both will be doing a speaking at Nehemiah Week. You both will be doing a Women in Business at Nehemiah Week. Tell us a bit about that before we wrap up real quick.
Well, I'm excited for this breakout session. I think we have 25 minutes that we're going to be working, have an opportunity to share with women and get their get them thinking about their roles. So I haven't fully firmed up what the topic is yet, but it's close to something around the Titus 2 woman.
I love it. Awesome. So, hey, come to Nehemiah Week, because you're going to check out Wendy and Deborah as they help the women around the Titus 2 woman. Ladies, thank you so much for what you do for this ministry, for the kingdom, for our nation, and for the world.
Thank you, Patrice.
It's awesome working with both of you guys. And Wendy just recovered from COVID. Does she look good? I'm telling you, she beat that thing down like a bandit. He ran out.
God, you know, I wasn't worried. I was in God's hands. I'm one of his little girls. I'm good.
And that you were. She was as though she was still coming to meetings.
Well, just not on camera.
Thanks, most ladies. Let me pray for you guys before you leave. Those who are watching and listening, pray for you. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord enable you to steward those talents that are under your care. Do it as as Wendy and Deborah have done. You know, find your sweet spot. Find that place where you can deploy yourself, that you can serve, love, and share, that you can help others become fruitful, so that one day you can hear those wonderful words from the Lord. Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over a few things. He'll not make you rule over much. God bless you. Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.